A group that wants to convert Fairbanks's dormant Polaris building into an indoor produce growing facility isn't giving up. Project leader and executive director of the locally based Alliance for Reason and Knowledge, Robert Shields, says he's organizing a campaign to raise money to buy the 1950s-era hotel and do initial renovations for hydroponic farming.
The project is developed into three phases. And the first phase, which we're working on now with the $2 million initial budget, is called Occupy. And that is essentially where we're going to be in the first two floors, put a new roof on and start farming so we can, as soon as possible, within the next year, potentially be actually growing food there.
Shields says the second phase entails a lot more money, renovation of the rest of the 11-story high-rise and leasing it to farmers. He says the ultimate plan incorporates renovation of the Polaris Annex and making the entire facility a showcase of sustainability.
Bringing together all of these concepts of sustainability as far as processing water, energy, and waste on site and doing a mixed-use commercial development that may or may not include additional farming elements.
Shields is hosting a public meeting sponsored by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation on the vertical farming project. It's one of two in the works for the deteriorating Polaris, which is owned by Anchorage developer Mark Marlowe. Marlowe wants to turn the old hotel into apartments, but has also offered the building to Shields. Both renovation plans hinge on complicated webs of private and government financing. The Fairbanks City Council recently gave Marlowe another few months to get financing together. The council had earlier set a March deadline for Marlowe or to see the building condemned.